This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
Let's talk a little about firewalking. Now, the doctors at the Maricopa Medical Center in Phoenix, Arizona, have reported that on a really hot day, when the air temperature reaches 40 degrees centigrade, the sun-soaked asphalt of your two-lane blacktop road can reach 68 degrees centigrade. And each summer, when the hot Arizona sun forges the streets of fire, the doctors at this center see three or four people with what they call pavement burns. But it turns out the temperatures much lower than 68 degrees C can easily put you in hospital. Yes, a road temperature of only 44 degrees C for as little as 35 seconds can give your bare feet second-degree burns. So, how can firewalkers possibly walk on hot coals at over 600 degrees C with no ill effects? The answer is not magic, meditation, or motivation. It's physics and physiology. Now, first, a little history. The earliest written reference we have to firewalking is from India way back around 1200 BC. At various times in history, firewalkers have also strolled across hot coals in Greece, Spain, Bulgaria, Fiji, and Sri Lanka. Back in the old days, firewalking had a strong religious or spiritual component, and it was often part of a purification and healing ritual. If you succeeded in crossing the hot coals without getting burnt, well, that was because mystical powers had protected you. But if you failed and got burnt, well, you obviously hadn't reached a high enough plane of consciousness. Now, today, there are many charlatans who are happy to exploit your personal insecurities and separate you from your money. The modern age of firewalking for money began in 1977, when Tolly Birkin in California had his first firewalk. By the early 1980s, he had set up his Firewalking Institute of Research and Education, or FIRE. Very rapidly, interest in firewalking snowballed. Tolly Birkin claims that, thanks to him, millions of people have experienced firewalking. By the year 2000, Tolly Birkin had moved away from providing commercial firewalking to the general public. But he still has a toe in a very lucrative corporate market with a product he calls High-Tech Fire, and I quote, "a high-powered, streamlined seminar that delivers explosive transformation in 2 hours," unquote. Tolly Birkin gave Anthony Robbins of the Robbins Research Institute his start in the personal development business by teaching him firewalking. Now, Anthony Robbins did very well out of it. He has an excellent combination of messianic magnetism, a powerful and imposing physique, and a superb sales patter. He told people that they could turn fear into power and gain financial success and love at the same time. Between 1979 and 1985, he took 50,000 people through firewalking, and he took fees ranging from $100 to $3,000. Anthony Robbins has since left firewalking as his main source of income and has moved into more lucrative activities, but he still keeps a little firewalking stuff happening. Now, why would a motivational speaker try to sell firewalking? Well, the rationale is simple. Ask somebody to do something like firewalking that seems impossible. They do it successfully. Well, then, congratulate them and make them feel good. Tell them that they have taken the first step in restructuring their mind and that anything is possible. Now, they are in a receptive frame of mind to believe any other rubbish that you will tell them. Now, one undeniable advantage of firewalking is that it does improve your self-confidence, but then so does any success in any physical feat. Firewalking, look, it's got nothing to do with mind balance, ESP, faith, moral certitude, a mystical appeal to higher entities, altered states of consciousness, psychic energies, psychological preconditioning, the mysterious and undefinable spiritual force of bioenergy, or regenerative potential or realignment of your chakras or kundalinis, neuro-linguistic programming, fasting or sugar depletion, celibacy, devotional chants, mental syntax, frequent baths or no baths, quantum mechanics, mind over matter, or even paying money to a charlatan. Firewalking can be explained totally and simply by the laws of physics with a little physiology thrown in. Next time, I'll explain how. The simple truth is that most people can firewalk safely. All they need is to be fleet of foot.
What does it mean? Why is it so?